They are under scrutiny, I think, in a way that they haven't been in the past. And a lot of states are not only cutting back on the generosity of the benefits and requiring state and local employees to donate more to their own benefits, but they're also trying to crack down on some real kind of avenues for abuse.
I think a lot of people find shock. People who retire and then they're collecting a pension while they're still getting it feels a little bit like double dipping, I think.
Well, not only that, I think the most extraordinary example I found was in the California Public Employees Retirement System, which is the largest in the country and one that is really struggling right now with a serious underfunding problem. The highest paid retiree is a fellow named Bruce Malkenhorst Sr., who is making, believe it or not, over $500,000 a year in pension. He's making, in fact, close to $520,000. And totally legally, what he did, he's a retired city administrator from this little tiny industrial town named Vernon, California, near L.A. It has fewer than 100 actual residents.
Wow.
But what he did was he was like the city manager, but he also held five other job titles at the same time. Now, mind you, this is a four-day-a-week job, and he held six of them. And he collected a pension on every single one of them. And he's been collecting this pension. And by the way, his monthly check, in case you're interested, is $43,320. He's been collecting that for the last 4.5 years, despite the fact that he is awaiting a trial for embezzlement. So, and even if he goes to prison, he will continue to collect this pension.
There's a lot of sense that, I know there's a lot of concern among federal feds, federal government workers, that what goes on in the states, and these kinds of stories, frankly, it sticks to them too.
You know, and a lot of the employee unions, the government employee unions say, hey, look, we hate this stuff as much as anybody because it really does create a few bad actors can create a very distorted picture for everyone. So, again, I think that given the fiscal problems that not only the federal government but states and cities have, there is a real scrutiny to this kind of problem that maybe didn't exist before. But I also think there is a real willingness on the part of employee unions themselves to call out these people and to help put a spotlight on these kinds of practices.
Almost self-police.
Again, I think they realize that when these stories come to light, they hurt everyone.
The interesting thing about state and local governments are it can really be a test bed, and so many people try different ways. Mayor Bloomberg in New York is starting to wade into the waters of looking at how you can change the pension system in some way to make it more feasible. And I've even heard some folks at the federal level saying, hold on, we need to look at that in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, it's interesting, though. Usually the states lead the federal government. In this case, the federal government was ahead of the states. A quarter of a century ago,
yeah,
they changed the pension rules for federal workers so that their pensions are actually a hybrid. They get a fixed pension of the old-fashioned variety, but a much less generous one than they used to get, combined with Social Security, which they didn't used to get, and also a 401k type of plan. On the state level, in the local level, a lot of people have the old-fashioned kind of guaranteed monthly check pensions. And as states and local governments look to sort of change that, and a dozen of them are looking at that, there's a problem in that you cannot change anything that has been promised a current employee in most places. And that, of course, is where the money is. So what they're looking at doing, for instance, what Mayor Bloomberg is looking at doing in New York, is changing the rules for new hires.
Do you see that this will gurgle up, even though the feds did address this 25 years ago?
You know, I do think, I was talking to a number of experts, and while for instance, AFSCME, the state and local workers employee union,
right,
is very dedicated to maintaining the old style defined benefit pension, they, you know, they say, look, you know, the 401ks have put everybody at risk of whatever goes on in Wall Street. I think they are fighting against a tide here because, as I said, at least a dozen states are looking at least at implementing perhaps a hybrid system the way federal employees have now.
Yeah, and one of the interesting things to me is that, as you say, feds did this 25 years ago, and yet the federal government doesn't get much credit for that kind of foresight.
And right, and I think, you know, again, it's when people hear these stories, they think that this is sort of everyone.
Right.
But as AFSCME would say, you know, their average pensioner makes something like $18,000 a year in pension. So these are people who can manipulate the system, and you know, a lot of people do, but it's not the average.